Engine 666. Many workers on the railways will tell you about the trains they saw while working. But the train I saw almost killed me. And it's time I told you my story. I work at a scrapyard, the place where they scrap old locomotives. There are 4 sheds for the diesel engines. But one shed was different. It was made of wood instead of steel, with the number 666 on the door. I was told to never go in that shed, but one night, curiosity got the best of me, and I decided to go look. I took my lamp and walked towards the shed and open the doors. And what I saw is difficult to explain and hard to forget. It was a tank engine, a E2 class tank engine, covered with brown paint, with the numbers 666 on both sides of its tanks, with a large mechanical claw on its boiler. It stared at me with one red headlight. And then it moved slowly towards me without a driver, with its claw reaching for me. Then suddenly, "Stop!" The manager arrived and said to the engine, "Go back to sleep. I'll deal with this one." Then the engine went back to its shed. The doors shut, and the manager took me back to his office. And then said to me, "I told you to stay away from that shed. And now look what's happened. You scared him." "Him? Who's him?" I asked. Then he said, "That is engine 666, an experimental engine made for processing and loading scrap. And ever since he was given the number 666, he's been alive ever since. And anything that's alive needs to be fed. That's why I feed him the scrap metal in this yard. But I can't let him get one of you. The people that built him said if I did that, they'd see to it that I'd be fed to him." That is what the manager told me. Ever since that meeting, he made me a security guard to make sure that no one entered the shed of 666 ever again.